Hi, this is Sim Parrott with Joanne Rousell. I knew I'd get the name wrong, and I've been trying to get it right all night. At Revolution 43 for Cycling Shorts. Joanna, it's fantastic to see you, and thank you for agreeing to talk to us. We were just chatting earlier a little bit about the children I teach who have alopecia. I'm just wondering what words of encouragement you might have for them, and how you... You live on a day-to-day basis with alopecia.
I think the most important thing is don't let it be what defines you. It's never been what defines me in my mind. It might be how other people would define me, but certainly it's not how I define myself. So it's not that I don't think about it, but it's not in the forefront of my mind every day. I think it's important to have other things that occupy your life rather than just worry about your appearance all the time. Everybody has... things that they're self-conscious about in their appearance, and obviously some things could be seen as being worse than others to other people, but whoever you are, you'll always think that your thing is the worst that you're self-conscious about. And it's really easy to say don't let it affect you, just get on with your life. That's another thing to actually do it. But I always think you only live once, and you know, I could spend my whole life in the shadows, afraid to go out, afraid to do what I want to do, but why should I do that? Why should I let it bother me? And yeah, people give me a second glance, but you know, I just smile and you know, let them get on with it. I'd prefer to be out there doing what I want to do and not let it hold me back than to live a life and say, oh, I wish that hadn't happened to me, you know, that's ruined my life. Because then at the end of the day, it's up to you whether you let it ruin your life or not. So I think that's probably the most important thing.
Fantastic, thank you. And how's today's racing been for you?
It's been a shock to the system, to be honest, after Christmas. We had a World Cup in Mexico at the beginning of December, then we haven't been on the track since, so for 4 weeks. We're training on the road, obviously, but you forget how much you lose that top-end speed when you're not on the track. It's a bit of a shock to the system, but got a few good attacks in there and enjoyed myself and tried to please the crowd a bit, so got stuck in. But yeah, good way to get back into the racing. We've got the World Championships coming up in February, so that's a big target for us. So we've got a big training block on the track coming up now for the next 2 weeks. Then we're off to Mallorca again. So it's good to kick-start in this sort of atmosphere. Otherwise, you come in and you're like, oh... don't want to do this first session, but it's good to come back with all the crowd and get you excited and get you up for it.
The thing that I always find most encouraging about you, whenever I see you being interviewed, whenever I see you being talking about cycling, is the massive huge smile on your face and the absolute joy and pleasure that you gain from what you do for a living. How did you get into cycling, and when did you start?
That's quite an interesting story. I was talent spotted at secondary school when I was 15. British Cycling were looking for future potential talent, and they came to my school and did some tests in the playing field. It was just running laps around cones. They just timed us, and my times were quite good. Nothing special, but quite good, considering I wasn't a cyclist at all. I was always quite sporty, so I was relatively fit for my age, compared to the other girls, but nothing special. But then I did some tests, the second stage of testing was on turbo trainers with SRM cranks, and my power outputs were apparently the best I'd ever tested for a girl of my age. They didn't tell me this at the time, though. I wasn't aware of this. They just told me I had raw talent. So I was invited onto the talent team program, and they gave me a couple of bikes to get me started. And then in my first year of racing, I won a national title in the junior individual pursuit on the track, and then I was hooked, and I watched the Athens Olympics, and I was really up for it. So yeah, that's how I started.
Fantastic. And I've seen over the years I've been involved with cycling a significant development, especially in the northwest, of women's road racing and women's cycling. Where would you like to see women's racing on not just a local, but not a national, but also an international level? Where would you like it to go?
First of all, I think at a national level in the UK, the scene's really, really improved massively. We've got a lot of events with equal prize money to the men, which we've never had before. I mean, this last year, 2013, was a really big step up on what we've had before. Loads of TV coverage with the Tour Series, the Nocturne, Ride London, that sort of thing. So I think on a national level, we're doing really well. Just keep going with sort of equal prize money to men's events and equal coverage whenever you can with TV coverage is all really, really good. On an international level, it's a bit more difficult because of the scale of road racing. It's logistically impossible to run a women's Tour de France, say, alongside a men's Tour de France. So they say. I mean, I don't organise races, so it's hard to come.
I find that hard to believe, because when I was growing up, I used to watch Jeannie Longo.
Yeah.
doing the Tour de France for women. So I find it really hard when they say it's not possible for women's racing to happen on a men's scale.
Well, I'd like to see a women's version of the Tour de France. Whether that's on the same day in the same place, I don't know, but definitely something of that calibre would be really good. But I think we're starting that in the UK by having a women's Tour of Britain here this year, which is a massive step because we've really improved on a national level here. But to hold an international stage race would be another big step up, and it will bring everybody to the UK, and I think they're aiming for equal prize money and equal status to the men's equivalent. And a lot of international riders, whenever they race in the UK, they've always said how good it is. Like, they mentioned the Olympic road race. Our team rode the Nocturne this year and Ride London. They all said they really, really enjoyed racing in the UK with all the UK crowds and everything. And it's always a great atmosphere, and because cycling's so big in the UK now. Yes, so yeah. If we can bring international racing here, I think, like, don't bother waiting for the French to organise the Tour de France. Let's do one ourselves. Let's do a Tour of Britain and make that big and exciting and on the TV. And yeah, let's lead the way ourselves.
Excellent. Joanne, thank you so much for giving so much time to the interview. Thank you very much, and we wish you all the best for next year.
That's okay. No problem at all. Nice to speak to you.